Karel Bartak.
For the past 2 years, Karel Bartak has been the chief of the European Commission's Youth and Culture Communications Unit, making him one of the highest-ranking Czechs in Brussels. Prior to that, he spent over a decade as the Czech news agency's European Union correspondent. So how was the transition from reporting on the EU to becoming an official himself? Karel Bartak told me over a café à la Russe on Brussels Place Madou.
There are surprises behind the corner every day still, but I must say that I'm getting used to it little by little. I have been following the Commission from outside for 11 years, and I thought that I pretty well knew what was happening inside. Once I became an insider, I realized that I really didn't know much about what is it like to be inside the institution. So I must say that I was more surprised than I foresaw I would be.
What have the surprises been?
It's a huge bureaucracy, and you have all the difficult bureaucratic procedures and so on, which at the first sight are very difficult to understand, and you really have to bite your way through. You find out how difficult it is to communicate at this level when you have 27 member states, 450 million people, 27 mentalities, 27 traditions. So the message tends to become very shallow at the end of the day if you have to take all the different constraints into consideration. So what we are trying to do now, which needs a lot of effort and also human resources, to try to have 27 tailor-made messages. That makes things a little bit easier, but as I say, to communicate Europe is not very gratifying exercise.
So that was my next question, which is it not sometimes a rather frustrating aspect of the job that in many cases you'll probably be finding a sort of best possible compromise, but always a compromise? There'll always be things that you have to leave out that you would maybe want to put in there because of the amount of people that you're trying to please.
But the European Union is a compromise. And everything that's being done here is a compromise. The whole concept is about reaching consensus and about putting together opinions and wishes of 27 member states and then coming out with a common denominator, which at the end of the day is never satisfactory for anybody, but all can live with it. So that is, in a way, the definition of the European construction and the little, very small steps which you do to move the whole thing forward. And communication is also, in a way, a result of a compromise. You know, you always have to weigh all the pros and the contras, and you have to come out with a message which is somehow acceptable for all the different customers you have.
You were here right throughout the negotiation process for the Czech Republic to join the European Union, which sounded rather long and painstaking. You've written a book, written a book about this process. Would you say it's extremely momentous that 5 years after that negotiation was successfully finished, the Czechs are now president, or the Czechs are now heads of the European Union?
Well, formally we are a member for 5 years, but the negotiations took at least, it depends on what you count as real negotiations, but we were in the process for many more years. So we are not really newcomers or greenhorns in the European institutions, and there are enough people in the Czech administration who are very, very well acquainted with the European Union, not for 5 years, but for 10, even 15 years. So from this point of view, I think that the country at this level was rather well prepared to become a presidency, and there are many people who know very well what it is to be a presidency. And I have witnessed here many presidencies of founding members which were really bad presidencies, you know. So it is much more about preparation. It is much more about being really, you know, making the necessary effort. Of course, whenever a country is the presidency for the first time, there is a lot of expectations. And it is being watched with a lot of attention by all the others. and every little mistake is a little bit blown up, you know, and exaggerated and so on. So from this point of view, it is a very responsible job.
Do you think the Czechs are doing well?
Well, the Czech Republic became the presidency in a moment where everybody was expecting to have a very, I would say, or rather dull period. Nothing big was in the pipeline. The Lisbon Treaty had been postponed by the Irish referendum, so even that was not on the program of the presidency. The parliament is working only till the month of April. That means the parliamentary part of the presidency, which is very, very important, is gone as of mid April. So basically, there was nothing much at stake. And then the financial crisis, the economic slowdown, and all of a sudden we were in the eye of the cyclone, as they say, in the middle of the storm. And of course, well, this happens sometimes to presidencies, but I think that from this point of view, after some initial hesitations and mistakes and so on, the Czech presidency is doing rather well, because this is a completely unexpected situation. But I would say that for the time being, when I talk to people who are participating in the European Council and in the other big councils and so on, they say, well, for the time being, the Czechs haven't made any fundamental mistakes.
Would you say that 5 years on from actual accession, and as you say, something like 15 years on from starting negotiations with Brussels, your view of the whole institution has developed and changed and become maybe more realistic?
Well, I would say I was never really, you know, a real enthusiast. So as a journalist, you cannot be. It is true that once you become a part of the institution and you witness the bureaucracy, especially for somebody who has not worked in an administration before, so you live through different shocks and surprises. You see the cumbersome ways of bringing things about. What is more serious, I would say, is the lack of vision. And this, I think, what we are suffering from right now, that the member states have a problem themselves with their own public opinion. They know that Europe is not a popular topic, that it is not something which with what you win the elections. So the governments have really have the habit now, and most of the governments in Europe, to sell everything that is positive as their own success, and everything that is negative they just throw on the head of Brussels. So at the end of the day, you have a scapegoat, the European institutions, and people start to forget that every decision is taken by the ministers sitting around the table, that nobody else takes the decision but the sovereign member states, you know. So, and this is a problem, and this is the perception which people start getting, that, you know, at home everything is more or less fine, but it's them in Brussels who are making our lives difficult. And if this continues, I think we are going to have, and we have seen the three referenda and so on, and we are going to have a huge problem in Europe.